Last week, 17-year-old Olympic gymnast Dominique Moceanu won a court order to keep her father away from her for the next year. This after allegations that he hit her, squandered her money, and tried to hire a hitman to murder her coach and her 32-year-old male friend, Brian Huggins.
This is a story of a family torn apart. Another one of those stories about the cost of fame and wealth. Tonight, you'll hear from both Dominique Moceanu and Brian Huggins. CNN's Darren Kagan talked to Dominique.
She remains the only member of the Magnificent Seven at this time, training for the all-around in Sydney.
Dominique Moceanu, 1998 Goodwill Games champion, Olympic gold medalist, and a teenager locked in a battle with her parents.
They were so scared of losing me, and that was the biggest fear.
This thing has the classic fixings for a bestseller. I mean, you've got sex, you've got drugs, you've got attempted murder, you've got a famous person.
Money started getting into it. The career, the fame, I mean, everything. Of course he was proud of his daughter, there's no doubt. Deep down inside, he loves his daughter, and I love my father, but there's just some things he can't forgive right now, and he can't forget what happened, and, you know, he tried to kill two people, and that's, I'm never going to forget that. You know, I don't even know when I'll be able to ever forgive him.
The latest chapter in this twisted tale began in November, Friday the 13th. That's the day three Houston homicide detectives came to Moceanu's apartment with a shocking story of murder for hire.
So they're telling you that your father has a contract. The police believe that your father has a contract on your friend and your coach.
Yes, well, they believe that because they had him under investigation and they had the informant wired, and my dad said it several times on tape that I want them dead.
How's it going to happen? Car bombing? Is it going to happen by brake lines being cut? Is it going to happen by a guy driving by with an AK-47 and doing drive-by shooting on my house?
32-year-old Brian Huggins was once a close friend of Dominique's father, Dimitri. But this year, he helped Dominique run away from home. And that allegedly made him a target for murder.
I told her Brian not to be around her.
Last week in court, Dimitri Moceanu was asked about the alleged plot.
Did you discuss hiring your investigator to kill Brian Huggins?
But when you're thinking about your dad, you're thinking, okay, I know he's pulled some stunts in the past, but my dad couldn't do something like this.
I didn't think that. I thought he was capable.
What evidence did Houston police have of the alleged murder for hire scheme? Tape recordings made by a confidential informant wearing a wire. A police source who heard the tapes tells CNN they contain, quote, a solicitation for murder made by Dominique's father, who asked if the killing could be made to look drug-related.
I haven't listened to the tapes, and the reason that I'm not allowed to listen to the tapes is because no charges have been filed, he's not been arrested. It's my understanding that is not going to happen.
Police say the contracts were for $10,000, but no money ever exchanged hands.
24 hours from catching him, that's what the police said, then I believe that he's going to go through with it.
Police took the threat seriously enough to warn Dominique and Brian Huggins to leave town.
Walking out of the apartment, it was kind of a panic. Get home, pack up some stuff, and hope you don't get shot between there and the airport. Seriously.
You can see the fear in his eyes. His hands were shaking. His voice was trembling. He packed his stuff in 10 minutes. 15 minutes later, he was gone.
Dominique and Brian left Houston for Las Vegas on a Learjet provided by a friend of Huggins.
There wasn't an option. I got my wife and family as far away from this place as possible and myself the other way. And that way I thought it was safer.
It's hard to sleep at night. The alarm system was set every night. The gun is loaded with a bullet in a chamber, and I was ready to use it.
Do you think it's kind of strange that when there was this contract on his life, that he left town and he left his wife and child behind?
His wife and child were behind because he didn't want to put them in danger. Being around them, it put him and his family in danger.
In Las Vegas, they met with the other target of the alleged hit, the woman who had revitalized Dominique's career, her coach, Lumanita Mischenko. After warning her, the pair flew on to the Cayman Islands, where Huggins' friend had a condominium. It was a trip that later raised eyebrows.
Well, if you're asking me, do I have photographs of some sort of sexual relationship? No, I don't. But I am an adult, and I've been around a while, and I can just tell you that it does not appear to me to be realistic to think that there was a friendship.
Did you ever stop and think, I'm traveling with a married man who's almost twice my age, we're going off to a place that a lot of people think is romantic, this just doesn't look right?
Yeah, I thought about that. I did all the time. But who else did I have to turn to? I mean, he was a good friend, and what else, what choice did I have? What would you guys do? Is there people forgetting that there's somebody's lives at stake? I was scared, you were scared, we didn't know what to do. I mean, of course, people say that it looked bad, whatever, but put yourself in my shoes.
I guess what everybody wants to know is has there been an affair in the last 10 weeks that this ordeal has been going on? No, absolutely not.
He was a good friend, and that's it. You know, there's no relationship there. And I can see what people can say that, you know, you guys are having a relationship, but that's not the fact. You know, that's not true at all. It never was, never will be. You don't meet your child for gaining weight or the little things like that.
Telling her story has been a very painful and public experience. At last week's emotionally charged court hearing, she spoke of abuse at the hands of her father.
You're saying your father hit you because you gained some weight?
Yeah, he also hit me in front of Martin about clothes.
And where did he hit you?
In the face, and before the Olympics.
One of the most serious allegations you made against your dad was allegations of physical abuse, that he hit you. Can you tell us about a time?
It wasn't an allegation. It was fact. I mean, people have been there. My best friend's been there. Some other people have seen it.
She says one incident occurred nearly 2 years ago, New Year's Day, 1997.
It was late at night, and he put me on scale. He's like, how much?
How much was it? How much did you weigh?
Probably like 78 pounds. Yeah. And I was just like, no, this is not right. I go, why? I can't even eat anything.
So when your dad looked at the scale and he saw that you had 78 pounds, what was his reaction?
He's like, see, look, you know, you've gained weight, and he just got mad at me. You know, I try to block out all these memories, but, you know, I just remember him getting really mad and exploding. I can't remember every single word, but I remember him hitting me and in front of my aunt and uncle, and my mom and my sister was there. And then I stopped at Dimitri, and my dad's brother went over to him and stopped him.
Dominique also spoke of verbal and mental abuse that she says never let up, even when she competed in the 1996 Olympics.
Even when I fell at a team day or vault, you know, I was upset at myself. I didn't mean my dad saying, oh, you could have won, or, you know, oh, you could have done it. I know I could have. Just be happy. I got a gold medal, you know? What more do you want?
But what Dominique calls abuse, her parents called discipline.
Do you understand that parents have the right to discipline?
I mean, it really shocked me when said, you know, in the trial said it's discipline. I was like, discipline?
Dominique Mociano.
I'm very disciplined, and I have been all my life. I mean, I never did anything wrong. I mean, what did I do wrong to deserve all this? I was so mad. You know, discipline.
Yet Dominique Mociano has her detractors, who say she's a typical rebellious 17-year-old who's using her celebrity to break away from her parents.
People say, Dominique, she's just a spoiled brat.
I hate that. You know, I wouldn't be a spoiled brat. I don't act like that. And it hurts me deep down that people just judge you by what they see, but they don't know the facts. And, you know, some people are going to believe it, some are not.
Like some comments, like maybe your mom saying, oh, we shouldn't have given her so many material things. That made her spoiled.
No, that's not true. I appreciate everything, but it was my money that bought it. So, hello, you know?
All this comes on the heels of an earlier court hearing in October in which Dominique Mociano was declared an adult and granted a divorce from her parents. Back then, her father talked to CNN and questioned his daughter's motives for accusing him of physical abuse.
All these years, how come she didn't say nothing till now? You know, if you look at all the interviews she has, all the TV shows, I mean, all the competition, she never mentioned to nobody. Why she's mentioning now?
Some people point out that you talk about how bad it was, but like when you talk about the slapping incident, you didn't leave until 1 year later. So if it was so bad, why did it take so long to leave?
I couldn't leave at the time. I just wanted to do it when I felt safe and I felt strong. And because I didn't feel strong enough last year, I was scared. I didn't know what would happen. But I took the risk this time and I went through with it. And you know what? In the long run, I think it's going to be the best thing.
I believe she will wake up. And when she says, Daddy, I made a mistake, those people, they pushed me and they told me to go in this direction. And that's it.
And as he told the media in October, Dominique's father still believes she's being manipulated by others, especially Brian Huggins.
I don't believe this comes from her, it's from, you know, from other people. I think Dominique is what we see in this allegation. It's not her. We cannot recognize her. Since she left, you know, and she's saying things like that. They're not coming from her. It's not Dominique.
Also at the root of this family split, money. Dominique reportedly earned $800,000 last year and millions over her career. Today she suspects most of that money is gone, spent on a world-class gym.
Your parents might say, yeah, we built this gym, but Dominique wanted a gym.
That's what they're saying.
And so what do you say to that?
I was 14 years old, 13, 14 years old. I didn't know there were galleries about building a gym.
Do you believe that gym belongs to you?
I believe it was built for me, and it does belong to me. Good girl. Yeah. Good girl. Good girl.
Even though she's missed school and hasn't trained in 2 months, Dominique is trying to take control of her life. She has a new apartment and a new puppy.
Good girl. I named her Sydney because I've always liked that name, and also Sydney, Australia.
The site of the 2000 Olympic Games. For Dominique, it's a goal she may have to pursue without her father.
It doesn't sound like you really want to talk to your dad right now, but if you could talk to your dad, what would you think would be the most beneficial thing you could say to him?
I would just tell him, you know, why can't you just be yourself deep down inside? You have a good side. Why don't you just use that, you know, and keep that side and stop bringing out the bad side in you, you know, because deep down you have a good heart.
If Dominique Mucciano wants to reconcile with her father, she's going to have to do it through attorneys and a judge. The court order forbids contact between father and daughter for a period of 1 year, even if she initiates the contact.